we're here today taking the pulse of Kyle Redmond and Heather Brinkschroeder. Both are directly involved with our Weeblos at the Marsh event, which is coming up very, very soon, within a week now. And we're going to give a quick little overview. We're going to get to know Kyle a little bit more. If you do recognize Heather's name, it's because she does help us out on our activities committee and just so happens to be the chair of this event.
She was on the pulse once before.
She was.
When we did the interview with the public.
That's correct.
About a year ago.
That's correct.
It's actually probably about a year ago, like, exactly.
Yeah. It probably is.
Pretty close. Because you guys were like the fifth or sixth
that we
episode
actually had.
Yeah, like, it's probably pretty close.
So, we know Heather a little bit. If you don't know Heather, go back to her podcast and listen. It was about
there
the fifth or sixth podcast.
We're not gonna interview her again.
No,
so we're gonna have to go through the work.
We're going to find out a little bit more about Kyle here. So, Kyle, go ahead and start us off with what your position is here, your history of scouting, because we've come to find out that you do have a good history of scouting, and what we can come to expect of the program.
Okay. Well, my name is Kyle Redmond. I'm a AmeriCorps naturalist at Nahant Marsh here. I'm an Eagle Scout out of Troop 203 in Long Grove. Figured out about 7-8 years ago now, so it's all starting to get old here. So we're going to have all the Weeblos come out, and we're going to be teaching some programs. We've got mammals, reptiles, amphibians, marsh hike, and pond study. So
lots of cool stuff there, and I know one of the things that we've been talking about every time that we've had a chance was that this is the first time that Nahant Marsh has allowed a group to stay overnight. So this is an overnight event. These Weeblos, also bears, we've included bears in this event as well, because they will be Weeblos soon. They can stay overnight, they can camp. After you guys, Nahant Marsh is putting on all the program.
Yep.
Looks pretty awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about the pond study?
So we'll be talking about our invertebrates out of the pond here. They're water bugs, basically, talking about how they work with the marsh and how you can tell if the water is healthy. And
sure.
So
what makes water healthy? Like if it gets a good breakfast, it goes out and runs a mile. You know what I mean? Like
low blood pressure.
Yeah. Like if the water was unhealthy, or you know what I mean? Like what makes water healthy or unhealthy, and then what can you do about it if it's unhealthy?
Well, you have to look at what type of species are in the water, and so the invertebrates, when we look at them here, we'll explain that more, but if you see certain types of the invertebrates, that you can tell that the marsh is healthy. So a marsh is a filter for the river, so all the water that is in the marsh will eventually end up in the river. So
Cool. All right, and then reptiles and amphibians. I know that one's going to be in the building we're sitting in right now. What are some of the things they're going to get to see? Actually, Heather just took something out of one of the cages. I don't know if she was authorized to do that, but we've got some pictures to follow.
To
what are some of the things they're going to get to see?
We have all of our snakes. We got a bull snake, a rat snake, a western hognose snake, and our fox snake. And then we have a numerous amount of turtles. So
cool.
We got our aquatic turtles and our land turtles that we have here. And we'll also talk about our salamander and our bullfrog. So.
Do you guys name your turtles?
We do.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me do that.
So. They wouldn't let you do that?
It's probably too cliche in the environment. But they're like, hey, we got some new turtles. What are we going to name them? Don't you even dare.
Don't you even dare.
My buddy in high school, he had a turtle, and the turtle's name was Puppy. Puppy the turtle.
Well, let's talk about the actual event. I know we've talked about some of the things that are going to be within it. But, Heather, if you wouldn't mind, just talk about what are some of the other things outside of the programming that Nahant is going to be providing that these Weeblos, their parents, and leaders can expect to see.
Well, we've got the flag ceremony at opening and closing. We've got Troop 4 is actually bringing dinner and breakfast in for us.
And we were just talking about that. We're not exactly sure on the menu yet. It's 50-50. It could go either way. We're not going to unveil that just quite yet. We want everybody to be surprised.
I think what they should do is take the two items that they want that they're deciding between.
Mix them.
Combine them into
mix
one.
Mix them. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Oh, meal. That'd be gross.
I'd eat it.
I would definitely
eat
it.
Good dare.
I would definitely eat it.
Third, fourth, fifth grade boys will eat it.
Yeah.
Good point.
They'll eat it.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
They would
I promise.
Enjoy it. They're
no,
probably, they'd
no,
like,
it that would be good.
Would,
it,
they would go ask their parents.
It'd be delicious. together, not so much. But the other thing is that we have some time for Dens to work on their own adventures, and the Nahant does have a fire pit available.
Sure.
So that's a possibility. And we're also going to set it up so that Dens can coordinate if they want to or do their own thing if they want
sure.
to. So the sooner you sign up, the more time you'll have to coordinate with other.
That's right, because this is a limited event. There's a
yes.
cap on the registrants that we can
yeah.
take.
We actually can't take very many.
Right, and so we want to make sure that everybody that wants a chance to get to sign up for this does have that chance. And there's some other things that there's a supplies to bring sheet. Now, all this can be found on our activities page at CatanActivities, all one word, .webs.com. All these can be printed out as PDFs. You can look at them, see what is expected. What's going to go on, and to schedule the day's events. So there's nothing left up to chance. Heather's done a fantastic job with the rest of our activities committee on putting this together, and we're really excited to get some information out there.
Scott has really done a lot.
Scott Law, yeah, he does well with anything that comes his way. So let's talk about, Kyle, what you do on a day-to-day basis here at Nahant. So your responsibilities outside of this one event that we're talking to you about, what are some of the things that you do on a day-to-day basis? And I know it's probably more than just feed the snakes, right?
Yeah. Well, here in the next couple of weeks, we'll have our school group starting out. So we'll have all the Davenport 7th graders and numerous other age groups. Mm-hmm. We have the 5th graders, we have 2nd graders. So we'll also be teaching these programs and other programs to the school groups
cool.
in the same format. So,
what are some of the? Now you've been working for Nahant for how long now? Because we met when we started this idea for activities. Yeah, I think it was. It was cold.
Yeah,
it was cold.
But it was just starting to get cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just
I started in October.
On. Yeah.
So.
You had just
yeah.
come on. Yeah. So in the short few months that you've been with Nahant, what are some of the cool things that you've gotten to do that you really liked?
Well, I'm control burn certified now, so I can burn all the prairies. So that's always fun.
We're slowly learning that Kyle is kind of a fire bug.
Yeah.
We went to the fire ring out there, and
he already destroyed a whole bunch of ducks.
So we're not alive.
We are sitting around a fire pit, and the wood has names on it, scientific duck names, and it has duck-shaped wires hanging off, and they're just like, oh yeah, we burned some of the old
we're
ducks.
We're beginning to think that Kyle took this job solely to play the fire.
Well, and they're so casual, we just burned a whole bunch of the old ducks. Now, it turns out there was a good reason to burn it, because they might have had arsenic or,
harmful, I don't know.
Ebola or, was it anthrax? They were all these ducks, because that's what they used to do, right?
You know, if anybody listened to this, that might get some news, some media attention.
The Ebola
there's
ducks?
Ebola at Nahant Mark.
The Ebola, Ebola ducks at Nahant. Like, Kyle is laughing very uncomfortably.
Like he knows something.
No, it's like, the news is going to call, and they're going to be like, Kyle, why didn't you talk about the Ebola and the ducks? Well, we all know that ducks are the number one source of Ebola. The Ebola virus comes out of ducks. It's also where they harvest
the duck disease.
It's also where they harvest the anthrax. That's why Disney World had. No, they had measles.
Donald was spreading Ebola.
Donald, Dewey, Louie, Scrooge. That was a duck, right?
We have derailed.
What are we talking about?
Let's go back to turtles.
What? Oh, so you burned a whole bunch of ducks?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you burned prairies.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Also, we have a beaver dam that holds all the water in the marsh, so we got to destroy that. That's been pretty fun. So,
there's a lot of destruction going on.
Did you ask the beaver to politely leave? Like, hey man, we got.
There was an epic battle, but I think I won.
I just see him out there with a garden hose chasing the beaver.
Didn't we see him in the freezer?
That was an otter. I was like, just nonchalant. Hey, I got an otter in the freezer. What does serial killers say?
Right, seriously, Weevils at the Marsh, we won't be talking about anything like this.
Except the reptiles.
The open time, the den time, that's pretty exciting. Because you have this this resource in front of you, and you can go do whatever you want with your leaders mm-hmm. and your adults and your parents, and really truly explore this place that I've come to find out that is kind of hidden. I know you guys do a lot of advertising. Yeah, and you do a lot of advertising, and I've noticed it a lot more. But when we mentioned Nahant to some of our volunteers, like, I don't know, where is that? And we didn't know. Mm-hmm. We had no idea. So when Heather actually brought it up, brought it to our attention, mm-hmm. and when we found out, we thought, this is right in our backyard. We need to find out what we can do together. Mm-hmm. And here we go. We will visit the marsh. So,
and it fit perfectly with the Weeblos in the Wild
absolutely.
Extra activity. It's
yep.
beautiful.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, we have, Kyle, we have three questions for all of our guests mm-hmm. on our podcast. So here we go.
This is what we're going to do. Ian's going to ask the first question. I'm going to ask the second question. Heather's going to ask the third question. we're not going to remind her what the third question
all right,
is.
This is the first time ever.
She has to remember from her time on the Pulse what the third question
right,
is.
Ready?
So,
mm-hmm.
here
first,
you go.
Your favorite current TV show. What is your favorite current TV show?
I like the Night Shift. It's probably an older person show, I guess. But
Night Shift. What is that? What channel?
It's like an updated version of ER. It's on like NBC or something.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
Probably my favorite right now.
So it's like Doctors.
Yeah. It was Sons of Anarchy, but you know, that's over now. So.
Well,
move on.
They say that we're in like the golden age of television, you know, and everything that like everybody likes is in its like final season.
Yeah.
Because Sons of, well, you have like in the last couple of years, Breaking Bad and Dexter, right. they kind of ended. And then now Sons of Anarchy just ended. Mm-hmm. Justified ends like tonight.
It's soon.
Yeah. And soon. Then Mad Men is in its last season.
Yep.
So, but it's been replaced by great television. Apparently this Night Shift is a good thing.
Yeah.
What channel is it on?
Stamp of Approval. It's NBC.
NBC.
Yeah. Who's in it?
I don't know if there's any big names in it. I think it's, but is it, what night's it on, you know?
Mondays.
Monday nights?
So.
Okay. Yeah, we used to love ER years and years ago. Emily and I used to watch it all the time, so I'll have to check that out.
Did you ever watch ER when it was on?
Yeah.
It was, like, so what was it about ER that everybody liked? I never watched it.
I don't know. Fast pace, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And interesting. It always seemed like there was something new.
It was a puzzle.
Yeah. You know. It always seemed like there was something new. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Kyle, if you could have any dream job outside of this whole nationalist thing, dream job and... You're starting all over. What are you gonna be?
I'd probably stay where I'm at. I love the outdoors. I grew up a scout, so I've just fallen in love with the outdoors. Just working outside, doing something.
So like mowing lawns.
Yeah, I'm
like
more,
a camp ranger or something like that. Like a ranger or mm-hmm. forest ranger.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Something like that. So.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Like, would you stay in this area, or would you go for like more adventurous, like mountains?
I've actually been to mountains. I was in New Mexico for a while. So.
Been there, done that.
Oh, okay.
How many high adventure bases have you been to?
Just two.
Two?
So.
Well, we haven't talked about anything
the
in your scout career.
Yeah.
What was your Eagle project?
There's a new grant sign out the fire department in Long Grove.
In Long Grove?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That was my scout project.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. So who were some of the leaders that you had when you were a scout?
Larry Mattson. Jim Varcho.
Yep.
Jim took us to Boundary Waters.
Yeah.
I've been with him twice. It's
did you ever do any winter camping? That's kind of Jim's deal.
Yeah, we
did you?
Did some on a lake. It was fun.
That's cool.
Up in Boundary Waters.
No, we weren't in Boundary Waters. We were around here. And then who else was there?
How much of that helped you get this AmeriCorps position? I bet it did.
Yeah, scouts help a lot.
Yeah.
I bet. So how did you get involved with the AmeriCorps?
I applied, I guess.
And that was coming out of college?
No, I've been just a year and a half out of college now. So.
Okay. Where did you go to college?
University of Dubuque.
Oh, my sister went to University of Dubuque.
Is that like, that's two interviewees, two guests in the last 2 weeks that went to U of D.
Who was the first
Troy.
One?
Winder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What year did you graduate up there?
I don't know. 13.
13? Oh, I think my sister graduated in 12, so you might actually know her. Anyway,
my turn?
It is.
Yeah.
You gave me
drum
the wrong
roll.
One. Okay. Pick anyone from history or currently alive. Who would you have dinner with, and what would you eat.
Hey,
I could only remember two, so I was really glad that I couldn't, that I didn't remember.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know. That's why I remembered it.
Just throw it out there like that.
You guys should warn people about this one.
Probably have to say Albert Leopold. He did a lot of great stuff, and I don't know, I'm a steak and potatoes type guy. So
who's this guy?
He's just like one of the big founders of modern science, and he's come up with a lot of stuff. If you look him up, there's a lot of programming and stuff that people do nowadays with him.
He's Prairies, right?
What's that?
Am I thinking of the right person, Prairies?
I think he was, yeah. Okay. I think he's all over, but...
Albert Leopold.
Yeah.
I have to look him up.
Well, now we have to watch Night Shift.
Yeah. No. Kyle, you're opening a whole new world.
I did not know that this show existed.
I've seen one promo.
Because what usually happens is like someone will be like, I watched this show, and we're like, oh yeah, that show, and it's like, I don't watch it. I know it exists, but I don't watch it. And then this one I had no idea it existed, so... Wait, so Weeble's at the Marsh.
Yep. $20 for the Scout, $5 for adults.
Yep.
Register today. It takes place on the 18th and 19th of April here within the next week. So hurry and get registered because there is limited space. Kyle, thank you for allowing us to interview you today. Heather, thanks for sitting in. We will see you there next Saturday as well as Kyle.
I won't be there.
We might. We will miss Andy.
I have another scouting event that day. I have to be at.
But lots of pictures, lots of video. So keep your eye on Facebook. We're going to be doing some last minute promotions here too. So yeah, thanks for listening, and thanks a lot, guys.
And thank you.
Always a pleasure.